Welcome to the Create Your Shape podcast. I'm Jenny, the nutritionist, and I'll be teaching you the strategy, structure, and science to build muscle and decrease body fat, specifically for ladies who work out. Hello, friends. Today we're covering part two of faster changes versus sustainable changes, the physical aspect of it. And just a reminder, Create Your Shape is opening for enrollment soon. So this is my four-month coaching program for you to build muscle, decrease body fat, truly learn and understand how nutrition works, especially the strategy for ladies who lift weights, and create your nutrition routine. So if you are somebody who has been lifting weights and you are like, wait, I want my physique to look like I lift weights. I'm already putting in effort in the gym. I'm being conscious of my nutrition. Maybe I've dabbled in macros or I've been tracking macros for a while. And I know that my physique is capable of having the lines and the curves and the definition. And maybe you're a little frustrated. I've been there, a little frustrated that you're like, okay, maybe I'm trying these different things or I just don't understand what to do next. This program is definitely for you. You can check it out at jennythenutritionist.com/create-your-shape. And enrollment opens December 3rd through December 11th. So you'll want to mark your calendar to apply and get signed up during that time. And then we get started right after the new year. All right, let's quickly recap. Faster changes is how fast you get the results. I'm specifically talking about decreasing body fat here. And then sustainable changes is how easy it feels and how effortless or how much flexibility you have. And I want you to imagine them on a seesaw. So on one side of the seesaw, you have sustainability. On the other side, you have faster results. So the more sustainable something feels, generally the slower the results will be, and vice versa. The faster results that you want to get, then typically the less sustainable it's going to feel. All right. So last week we talked about the mentality aspect of it. So we just talked about how executing and how it feels for each person. But now let's just assume that we're emotionless people, which is not the case, right? So that's why you have to consider both. But let's just assume that like nothing's hard ever and we could do anything. We just want to talk about what does this mean like for our bodies physically and like the science aspect of them. I think the reason why I want to separate them out is there is some overlap, of course, but I think it's helpful to know that like that this plays a role in not just in our mentality. So many people think, well, oh my gosh, if I was just better, then I would just always get better results and I would like lean my seesaw towards that way. But that's just not the case either. So let me explain. If like the mentality of it wasn't an issue and you did the strictest plan ever, this is, I would say, what a lot of competitors do. So here are the things that you still want to consider. I'm going to go through the pros and the cons. So for the faster side of things, again, if things were going to the extreme, some of the cons to consider is deep calorie cuts impact your physique negatively. Never use absolute, can. So it can slow down your metabolism, which does not set you up for long-term success. It's literally when you're implementing deeper calorie cuts to get faster results and decrease body fat faster, you're physically getting less nutrients in your body and less micronutrients, so all the vitamins and minerals that your organs and body really survive on. You're also more likely, when you are in a deeper calorie deficit, you're more likely to decrease muscle mass. So you're not able to preserve it as well as if you had higher calories. Also, when you are in a deep calorie deficit, that impacts your hormones. So you may lose your cycle. I know most competitors will lose their cycle. I know I did when I competed, because of that calorie deficit. This also, because of all these reasons, it just sets you up to more easily rebound. Right? Again, I'm not talking about the mentality, I'm just talking about the physical aspects of it. Your body is just in a position that is more likely to rebound and more easily gain back weight. And just to consider, like you can create this deep calorie deficit by cardio too. So it may just not be nutrition, it may be the added cardio as well. The other thing to consider is eating the same things over and over again. Like, so let's say you're like, oh yeah, I want to get the fastest result. I want to be the most accurate. I'm just going to follow a meal plan and I'm just going to have the same meals over and over again. This could lead to food sensitivities. It definitely has for me in the past, just from eating same things over and over again. And the other thing is it just may limit your microbiome. So if you're not getting diverse foods, diverse vegetables, then that's going to go downstream into feeding your microbiome, which may limit the variety you have there. So then getting faster results by implementing stricter things, there are pros, and one of them may be you're in the deficit phase for a shorter period of time. So you're kind of getting in, doing the deficit, and getting out, right? You're able to get the job done in a shorter period of time. And that is less time that your body is in a stressful state. So I do think that's a pro to consider there too. Although the stress might be more intense, it's still a less period of time. So let's talk about the sustainable side of things, the other side of the seesaw. So some of the cons is if you're focusing on making it sustainable and seeing slower results, is it's harder to see changes week over week to then make the adjustments in the plan to ensure you're continuing progress. So I would say that is kind of like a hidden con on the sustainable side. Again, we're talking about extremes of one way or the other. But the pro on the sustainable side is you're not putting your deficit or your hormones in the hole. You're not suppressing your metabolism as much. And you're creating a new settling point, therefore, like less likely to rebound, and it's much easier to maintain the shape down the road. So your body's just like in a better position to maintain the changes that have been made. It is much easier to sustain a shape than it is to change a shape. So this is why I recommend the same thing that I did in part one. Like the decreasing body fat phase, like it should be a short and dedicated period of time that you're really emphasizing, like getting results as fast as you can, but while keeping the seesaw balance with the sustainable aspects of it, because then you're actually creating habits. You're still giving yourself enough nutrients to support hormones in your metabolism and setting yourself up to be in an easier position physically to maintain those changes that you created. So it is a balancing act of the two, of making sure that components of it are sustainable, but then also you are considering like doing it in the fastest way possible that is sustainable. And so that seesaw is going to look a little different for everybody, but I think it's important to consider that it is a seesaw, right? And keeping that in mind in the benefits of each side and the pros and cons, because I think at the end of the day, everyone wants the fastest results. But when you're in it, don't forget that you want them to be sustainable. You don't want just short-term results. You want them forever, right? All right. I will see you next week on the Create Your Shape podcast. Hey, if you work out and want to look like you work out, then you need to be in the Create Your Shape program. Learn more and get started at jennythenutritionist.com/create-your-shape. You can also follow me on Instagram for more content at jennythenutritionist.